Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, so I'm going to give a brief status report from the work of the Task Force on Tyre Abrasion. So, as you may remember, this is a joint task force between GRBP and GRPE. Okay, so the main targets of the task force are to develop a robust procedure for measuring the tyre abrasion, the abrasion rate of tyres, so both covering the test conditions, methods, but then also looking at developing limit proposals for reducing the abrasion rate of tyres. Also within our tasks, we are looking at whether we can define a characterisation of the relative mileage potential of those tyres as well. Since the last update that you had from this task force, we've had a change of co-chairs. So the expert of France has suddenly moved on to a new role. So I've stepped in as co-chair alongside the European Commission for this task force. We've had a number of online meetings since we last updated GRP. We've had quite good attendance at all of these, so around 80 people from a wide range of countries and stakeholders. So thank you for all those with actively participating in those meetings. We updated briefly last time on the 2023 test campaign. So this involved validation testing of our two procedures, both an on-road and a drum-based test procedure for measuring tyre abrasion. And I'm glad to say that those procedures were adopted at the June 2024 session of WP29. So those are now within a new supplement to Regulation 117. The main ongoing activity is a large market assessment programme. So we have a task to develop limit proposals for tyre abrasion, and to do that we need a sufficient evidence base to form those proposals. I thought it would be worth giving a very brief overview of where we are on this market assessment. So we're testing around 180 different types of tyres on the on-road procedure and 100 different types on the drum procedure from a range of tyre manufacturers across different regions, looking at different ranges of tyre sizes and performance metrics, so that ultimately, once we've completed that assessment, we'll have an idea of whether there are potential trade-offs in performance between whatever limit proposal we put forward for tyre abrasion with other performance characteristics. We're about halfway through that testing as of our last task force meeting in September, and we're due to complete the on-road testing in December and the drum method testing in March. It's worth noting also that JRC are conducting parallel testing within their own test programme, which will be feeding into our consideration of limits proposals. Apologies for the slightly text-heavy slide, but there are a few other sort of important areas that we are progressing in parallel to this work on the market assessment, both for C1 tyres, but also looking ahead to C2 and C3 tyres. So for C1 tyres, we have been developing, ETRTO have created a task force for assessing the feasibility of producing a relative mileage potential index. So this will be drawing on some of the data from our market assessment programme also, where we are also measuring the tread depth loss of those tyres in parallel to the abrasion rates. A digital tool has been provided online by ETRTO for any test facilities assessing any circuits to be used within this testing. Further information could be found on the task force wiki for that. One of the areas where we are finding some delays, we were planning on doing a multi-circuit and multi-drum correlation exercise, essentially to ensure that we are getting equivalent results across different circuits. Unfortunately, we've had temporary delay this exercise due to a lack of potential labs to participate in this exercise. So I think one of the requests to any labs here that want to be involved in that exercise and are looking at potentially commissioning a circuit for the on-road testing or commissioning a drum facility, please do get in touch so that we can factor that into plans for any future correlation exercise. So we've also started progressing our work on C2 and C3 tyres. This has included some initial assessments of whether the C1 methodology can be transferred and applied to C2 tyres. So both ETRTO and JASIC have parallel activities assessing this. C3 tyres is at a much earlier stage, so we're at the moment assessing, we're in preliminary assessments of what concepts we can apply for C3 testing. Okay, so here's a summary of next steps. As I mentioned, one of the major items is to complete a market assessment and bring forward tyre abrasion limit proposals. So we're targeting the September 2025 session of GRBP for these limit proposals within a working document. We'll of course update GRP at the next session on our progress towards this. In parallel to this, we're assessing the feasibility of this mileage metric, so we'll also have further updates at the next session of GRP on this item. I set out in the terms of reference that the dates also here I won't go through in full detail for C2 and C3 tyres, where we're looking at working documents on methodologies in 2026 for C2 tyres, 2027 for C3 tyres. And linked in this document, should you want a sort of full timeline on some of the C1 tyre activities, as we're sort of approaching quite a busy time in this work, and it's certainly if anyone wants to be involved, it's worth taking a look at that linked timeline there, and getting in touch with me if you want to participate in the next meeting. The next task force meeting is taking place on the 5th of November, and we'll welcome as many participants as possible, where we'll hopefully start to discuss the results from the market assessment programme. Okay, thank you very much.